This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. In 2025, some states passed legislation that indirectly censors professors in higher education. A new report from PEN America looks at the trend of higher education censorship in legislatures across the country. The effort to limit topics discussed at colleges has intensified under the Trump administration. Amy Reed with PEN America claims the crackdown on free speech in college classrooms mirrors the anti-communist McCarthyism of the 1950s.
We at PEN America want to ensure that when students go away to college, they are given the freedom and the responsibility of engaging with ideas and making up their minds. We don't want someone else censoring the material and making their minds up for them.
The PEN America report says more attacks on higher education are expected to continue in 2026. That includes the possibility of U.S. Supreme Court involvement over the question of whether the speech of faculty at public universities is protected under the First Amendment. Illinois has faced a decades-long pension funding crisis, and Governor J.B. Pritzker has announced a plan to fix it. Mawa Iqbal reports.
At the heart of Pritzker's proposal is a two-year extension of the state's pension buyout program, which allows some retirees to get lump sum payments in exchange for less in benefits in the future. The governor is also proposing to use unexpected surplus revenues to pay down pension debt and raise the state's pension funding target from 90 to 100% by 2048. Illinois' retirement systems for state workers have long been underfunded, leaving taxpayers on the hook for billions of dollars. The most recent report from the state legislature's research unit found the systems were just under 50% funded. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The number of shootings on Illinois highways has dropped for the fourth consecutive year, with no fatal shooting incidents on the expressways. Illinois State Police say the state's use of over 588 automatic license plate readers across Illinois was central to the decline. The license plate readers monitor state highways and collect millions of data points, including images, time, date, and location of passing vehicles. The police cross-reference that data against databases of stolen vehicles and those connected to crimes. Last year, lawmakers allocated $7 million in new funding for the technology, as well as $2.5 million reappropriated from a previous year. This is WSIU.